Welcome to Red, White, and Brown, the podcast that discusses the interesting upbringing of Desi American immigrants and what happens when Eastern cultures meet the Western world. I'm Sophia.
And I'm Prerak. We're both first-generation Desi Americans, and today we're going to be doing a meme review. So we've done this before, but for those of you who are new, a meme review is when Sophia and I collect hilarious South Asian relevant memes that we found on the internet and like just discuss them and talk about the implications and the beautifulness behind them. And it's actually a really fun time. I have fun.
All right. Do you want to start us off?
Yes. So the first meme I have, the caption says, "Most dangerous curry ways to get sick." And then there's four pictures underneath. One of them is like of a woman washing her hair. The second picture is vanilla ice cream. The third picture is ice water. And the fourth picture is just wind, like wind blowing a tree. And I think this is a hilarious meme because, as I said, the caption was "most dangerous curry ways to get sick." And I think this meme hits on a couple points. The first is just the idea and the importance of superstitions in Desi culture. Because basically the point behind this meme is like washing your hair.
If you do these things that involve like cold or like water,
you're gonna get sick. Yeah. Exactly. And like it's hilarious because I don't think there's much like scientific evidence behind any of these things.
Oh my god, no.
Like drinking cold water
does not make you sick.
Exactly. Or like being in the wind does not make you sick. But I mean, for example, I think going out into the wind without wearing clothing can maybe make you a bit more likely to get sick. But it's definitely not going to make you sick every time. So it's just funny because I think these are all superstitions. But I think what's incredible is these are superstitions held across all Desi households or most Desi households, right? Yeah. It's not just like a Prerak's family and maybe like his neighbor's family. It's like Prerak's family and like the rest of India's family.
Yeah. And not just India, like all of South Asia, I feel like.
And so I think it's just funny because after 3 years of medical school, there's like very little evidence that actually even supports any of these hypotheses, and yet they still exist.
Yeah.
And I think it just represents the superstition aspect of it.
Yeah, I've definitely gotten these too. Like my parents would say stuff like this.
But I do want to put an asterisk next to that because the fact that these superstitions have held true for probably years and years and years does probably mean that there may be some truth to them or an association behind them that we maybe just haven't entirely elucidated yet. So the reason I bring this up, Sophia, is because I don't know about you, but turmeric in my household is like the cure-all for like every disease,
oh
right?
Oh my gosh, yes.
And that was actually a long-held belief in Desi households. And it wasn't until recently that like scientists started doing research on this. And mm-hmm. they actually did find that like, oh my god, turmeric does a lot of great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I actually found a paper online, and for any of you who are nerds like myself, I'll link the paper. And when I say paper, it's a scientific review article, which was cited over 200 times. And it basically goes through turmeric's chemical structure, it tells you why it works, tells you why it's beneficial. And it's funny because I think turmeric may have also started with like many of these superstitions, maybe just like an association, like, oh, turmeric solves our problems.
Like, I feel kind of good after I have this turmeric.
Yeah, and so it kind of got passed down over generations, and now there's actually scientific evidence to show that that is the case, and there is some, you know, validity behind it.
Yeah, that is so true. My dad will literally tell anyone and everyone about the benefits of turmeric. Like, he has told Farzan, my fiancé, he has, like, brought up this topic of turmeric, like, 6 times, and they've only met, like, 4 times. So my dad has gout, and he, like, takes turmeric powder every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it actually has had a big impact on reducing inflammation and, like, helping him prevent flares.
Which is actually in the paper.
It, like, makes sense. Yeah, it is. So it's not crazy because like people take other anti-inflammatories for gout. So like it makes sense, but there's like so many cultural practices that have been passed down that like they do work, right? Like mm-hmm. even other things, like people in the subcontinent expose their kids to all sorts of things early on and it leads to way lower rates of allergies.
Yes. I have yet to meet someone born in India
Who has serious allergies.
Like, and when I say born in India, like, lived in India for, like, a good 6-7 years. Like, for me, I don't know what an allergy is. I was there for only 6 years.
Yeah, it's not common.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
not common because, like, our parents would just expose us to everything.
Yeah.
It's, like, I feel like to the rest of the world, it's, like, yeah, duh, that makes sense. Like, you don't really need a scientific study to prove that.
Yeah.
But
so I think to summarize this meme, I think it's just funny because I think like many of the things that are stated here, there's not much scientific evidence for. But I wouldn't be surprised if something emerged that did show like, hey, maybe washing my hair is a bad thing.
Washing your hair at night, yeah. Not safe.
I don't know. Maybe there's some truth to it. But let's talk about your meme, Sophia. Did you find a cool meme for us?
Yes, I did. So the first meme that I picked is a photo of a kid crying with their notebook and homework in front of them, and it has the following caption. Priyak and I are going to play, read it out for you guys, and he's going to play the parent, and I'm going to play the kid. So it's a kid who's crying while doing their homework.
So you have 10 apples. I take 4 away. How many do you have left?
4.
Sophia, you have 10 apples. I take 4. How many do you have left?
Oh my god. So it's basically this kid who's like freaking out and sobbing while doing his homework, and his parent is like yelling at him, basically. And the idea is that like the parents feel like repeating something louder is gonna like make you understand it better. That is the whole point of the meme. And I can relate to this so hard. Like, I feel like my mom was really patient for the most part, but like there's a few times I remember where she would employ this practice of like yelling the question louder and expecting me to know the answer. Oh my god, this is like a rite of passage. Have you experienced this?
Yes, not once, but like multiple times. And it's funny because it's not just in like the realm of academics. It happens for everything.
Oh my god, yes.
Like it's like, get me water. Get me water. Get me water. And it's just like consistent. It's like, I know to get you water. Clearly, I'm not getting it for you because there's something that's impeding my ability to do so.
Oh,
you know?
My gosh. Yeah.
And I also remember for academics, it was also like my dad would be like, 3 + 3 = 6. And I'm like, but I don't get it. He'd be like, well, you have 3, and then you have 3, so you get 6. And I'm like, okay, I'm just not gonna ask anymore. So I think part of this probably goes back to like how education works in India. I don't know if you've seen, not even India, I think in Pakistan, but have you seen the videos of, like, the teacher who is, like, spelling a word?
Yeah.
And she, like, physically will be, like, A, E, and then, like, the kids will repeat right after
her. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So she'll,
it's
like,
just like Recta.
Exactly. So it's, like, Z, E, B, R, A, and then, like, all of the kids repeat that.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how they... How
that is not a thing here.
Yeah, exactly. But I think because of that, like, educational system...
It's, like, memorization-based.
It gets, like, hammered into our parents. Like, maybe if I just keep repeating.
Yeah, like, I agree.
Z, Z, A, A, you know? And so I think part of it may have to go with that. That was my hypothesis anyway.
That is so funny. I didn't even think about that. But yeah, I feel like education is definitely more memorization-based in the subcontinent. But I also feel like Desi parents are like, they're the best, and like they're also like the most annoying, because like they will try to sit down and teach their kids stuff, and it's like, that is hard though, you know? Like, teaching is a whole career. Like, people go to school to do that, and it's a job that like not everyone is good at. And I guess like the alternative is sending your kids to Kumon or something, like some academic program, but like not everyone can afford that. So like a lot of kids just get this like, this sort of treatment of like, let me just like repeat it again and again until you understand.
Or until you agree to not ask me anymore because you don't understand.
But we've all been through this. And I feel like, I also feel for the parents, because it's like, it's tough to come to, you know, a new country and like raise kids in this way. And like, I feel like half the time parents probably don't even understand like the thing that they're teaching.
Absolutely. Well, I think they probably understand it, but I think
they don't know how to like teach back.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It's like a very different skill. And I think you bring up another point, which is the difference of like growth mindset versus fixed mindset. And I think a lot of parents, at least from the subcontinent, are like, do you get this or not? And like, you either do or you don't. And therefore, like, if you don't get it, then like, there's no real way to teach you, you know? Like, and that's why it's like tougher for them to understand, like, hey, I said it this way. Maybe there's another way to say it, you know?
Yeah.
So let me now share my next meme.
Yes.
This one is actually pretty close to my heart. There's two sides to it. But let me describe the meme first. So there's a picture of Baby Yoda, which is in like a huge thing that's happening right now.
Yeah.
Just Baby Yoda memes.
Yeah.
But Baby Yoda is in a huge outfit that is clearly a bit too large for him. And the caption on this like picture of cute Baby Yoda, which will be linked in the show notes, is... 4-year-old me waiting for my mom to put moisturizer on my face after she gave me a bath and dressed me up.
It's really cute.
And it's just like a cute Baby Yoda. I love this meme because, I don't know, I came to the U.S. when I was in like 3rd grade. And we had a huge family in India. But when we came here, it was like just the four of us. Me, mm-hmm. my mom, my dad, and my sister. And my sister was like one, so she didn't even count. And so some of my fondest memories are like, after I wake up, my mom would like have my clothes ready to go. She'd have like breakfast ready. And we'd always have like a set routine. Mm-hmm. And then mm-hmm. after I showered, I'd get like the clothes on. But I would never even pick up my clothes. I'd just like wear whatever my mom got.
Yeah.
And then like she'd give me the belt. And then she'd also like comb my hair. And the funny part about the belt was like the belt was like a really awkward Mickey Mouse belt from like India. And I remember I'd go to school thinking it was like the coolest thing. And I'd be like the fob, like who clearly Aww. Was like so out of, like if you saw my class, you'd be like, that guy does not belong here.
That's so cute.
But I don't know. I felt like this was a big part of my childhood because I think when we were new to this country, I felt like one of the few people I did have was like my mom or my dad. And mm-hmm. like those were people I found like comfort in. And so having this definitive morning routine was nice as I was still trying to learn, like, English or, like, go to another school where I still didn't understand what was going on.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. I feel like it also brings up the bigger context of, like, brown parents keeping on the training wheels for us a bit longer.
Yeah, they, like, are – they can be a little overbearing.
Yeah.
A little in that way.
Exactly. Like, I'm sure, like, this actually probably went – this was third grade. To have my mom picking clothes out for me in third grade
is,
like, a little weird now that I think about it.
I totally agree. Like, let me tell you, my mom would pick out my brother's clothes until recently, and he is 17. Like, I feel like – 2 years ago, she was picking out his clothes.
That's like, something I kind of took for granted, too. I didn't realize it was that weird. And it's funny because you take them out of America and you put this back into, like, the subcontinent, and it's totally probably normal.
I don't know. I feel like at that age, I don't know. I mean, third grade is really young. My brother's a special case.
I don't know.
But, no, I've definitely had this experience, too. Like, my mom would, like, pick out my haircut and stuff mm-hmm. until I was pretty old. Like, I remember I wanted to have long hair when I was young, and she would not let me. She would just, like, make me cut my hair. Like, she would a lot of times, like, pick out my clothes, like, all of that stuff until I was pretty old. Like, I would say until I was, like, maybe, like, 12, 13. Yeah. Like, she was picking out a lot of the stuff.
We were all baby Yodas for a while. But I will say there's also a positive to this, because at least for me, I still, like, comb my hair the same way my mom used to comb Aww. It, only because that's all I know how to do.
That's so funny. The minute my mom stopped interfering, I grew my hair, like, a foot longer than she used to let me keep it.
Oh, my. So, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
What about you? Any new memes on your end now?
Okay, yes. Yeah. So, my next one that I want to talk about is, it has to do with, like, the topic of, like, titles in Desi culture. It's not even a meme. It's just text. There's no photo.
Mm-hmm.
But it says, me to little brother. Mujhe aap bola karo. Little brother, shut up. I know your family speaks Gujarati, but you speak some Hindi as well, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think everyone should speak some Hindi if they're Desi, because you have to understand it.
You have to understand, like, to the common watch language. The movie. Yeah, yeah. So, like, op is the formal title for you, meaning you use it to, like, be respectful for people older than you, and, like, as opposed to thu or thum, which is, like, the informal title. But I found this funny because I have a younger brother, and, like, we don't talk to each other in Urdu or anything, but if we did, I would definitely make him use op for me.
Well, that's interesting. I don't have that in my immediate sister. She just, like, calls me my name.
But she's not that much younger than you,
right? She's 4 years younger.
Okay, that's fair.
And it's funny because I also have younger cousins, and they don't necessarily do that either.
Some of them use a title for their older sibling.
Yeah,
my brother calls me Appa.
Some people say, like, Prerak Bhai.
Yeah, which is, like...
But, like, most of the sisters who are, like, even 1 or 2 years younger than me don't, because my sister just calls me by my name. Yeah. So, like, the other sisters also call me by my name. But I think at, like, the greater than 6 year mark, they do that.
Yeah, my brother's 7 years younger than me, so he does not call me by my first name.
I think part of that was, like, actually my... I asked my mom this, because I was like, hey, everyone else in our family, when they have a younger brother or mm-hmm. sister, even if they're 1 year younger, is like, DB.
Yeah,
or
they like use a title. Bye. They yeah. would use a title,
And
yeah.
I was like, what the hell? What's up with my sister now?
How come I don't get any respect?
And she was just like, oh, we were like too worried about like other shit that was going on in our life that we forgot about it. And I'm like, what the hell? So now like for the rest of my life?
You get no respect.
It's not even respect, but it's funny. It's just funny because that's the reason why I don't get called Prerak Bhai. But that's funny. The play on words for the op.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I feel like these memes are just, like, it's just funny because it highlights, like, the titles that we use and, like, it's so different from Western culture where, like, everyone just calls each other by their name. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Desi culture is much more hierarchical.
You would, like, not say, like, brother Joey. Imagine how weird that would be.
That's so funny.
Sister Sophia. It's like,
That would be so weird. That would be so weird. But, like, yeah, we have titles for everything. Like, a title, like your mom's brother has a different title than your dad's brother. Yeah, like, there's a different...
Mama and Kaka. Right?
Yeah, like, there's a different name for it. And, like, everyone gets a title. Older siblings, older cousins. Like, it's all about showing respect. And, like, it's interesting that not using a person's name is a form of respect. Like, that's interesting in itself,
Talked about this, right? Remember the whole, like, respect for hierarchy is built into brown culture just so much more aggressively than any other culture, I'd say.
It really is. Okay, wait. Have you heard of this thing where, like, in older generations, wives wouldn't even use their husbands' names? Have you heard of that?
It's in movies. It's in Bollywood movies.
Like, they would just call them op or, like, vo. And, like, when talking to others, they still wouldn't say their husband's name. They'd be like, apke bhai, meaning your brother.
Wow.
Yeah. I think that's so funny.
No, that's actually a really good point. I never thought of it that way. But that's something that... I remember one of my grandmas... called her grandpa that way. She just
wouldn't say his name.
Yeah.
She would just be like, oh, huh, like, is that I or something.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. That's so cool. That's so cool, yeah.
That's funny, yeah. I mean, I find the use of these titles, like, it really shows the importance of hierarchy and age and, like, giving respect to people who are older than you. And it's, like, I know it's just part of the language, but I feel like it really does reflect that culturally, like, older people are so highly respected and, like, they don't necessarily get, like, discarded or become less important, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And that's probably one of the biggest reasons why the elderly in the subcontinent are just treated so differently than here.
Yeah, because here I think that is a challenge, like, making sure that people age with, like, dignity and that they're able to maintain autonomy and dignity as they get older.
Yeah.
And, like, for us, the practice of, like, having family live with us or, you know, in close proximity and taking care of them as they get older, it's, like, a huge obligation, you know? I think we know what the expectation is, and, you know, the practice of, like, putting your parents in a nursing home or things like that is way more accepted here in the West than in Desi culture.
And it's so cool because I think this just shows, like, how language actually may impact our...
Like, the way you think.
The way we think and ultimately the way we act.
Yeah.
Like, this small but, like, implicit way we kind of call
each
other.
Show respect.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe is actually having a huge implication on
the way
we think. Which is radical. I never thought of that. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's true. Like, there is so much of an expectation to, like, give respect to older people and, like, almost, like, plan your life around caring for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Fascinating.
So, okay, I think we have time for a couple more. So, do you want to do the next one?
Yes, I do. And much like yours, this meme is also just text, and it's just a text conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And so, what I'll do is I will play the uncle who's texting you, Sophia, who is going to be my daughter.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay, so I'm going to start. You should not study from the laptop. Use books.
Okay, boomer.
I do not have a chewing gum. So this is just a hilarious text conversation, which I'm going to link in the show notes, of course. But I think it's a conversation between a son and his father. And the father is like, you shouldn't study from the laptop. Use books. And the son is like, okay, boomer. And then the dad is like, I do not have a chewing gum.
Yeah, chewing gum.
So when I saw this meme, I straight laughed for like 30 seconds because just could not get over it. And I think it's because it combines a bunch of things. So let me unpack it. The first line is like this unnecessary Desi advice, which, you know, we're all too fond of, which is like, use books, not the computer. Which, first of all, is like, what the hell are,
like,
you saying?
Like, that's not the most efficient way.
Definitely not. And it's just funny because it kind of, one, speaks about tradition, right? And not just in Desi culture. I think there's this belief, like, I did it this way, so you should too. We see it in medicine all the time.
No, that's
where doctors
true.
Are like, oh, you should read this book. It's like, Brett, I haven't read a book since, like, third grade, okay? Like, everything's online now and I can watch videos. So I think it's this, like, unnecessary Desi advice.
Yeah, like the unsolicited advice, especially.
Exactly. And then that advice is not substantiated, but it's just like a, hey, listen to me. But then the second part of this, which is what you said, Sophia, you said, okay, boomer.
Yeah.
The part about I love about that is because that's a reference to a social media campaign happening here in the States.
Oh, it is?
Have you heard about the OK Boomer thing?
Oh, yeah, the OK Boomer thing, yeah.
So OK Boomer is basically something that happened when, like, someone posted something on TikTok And there were a bunch of people from the older generation. Which generation is that? I think it was like the booming
like
generation.
Like Gen X?
The baby boomers.
Baby boomers, yeah. So that's like not our parents. That's like our grandparents' generation.
Yeah, so the baby boomers on TikTok were just like crapping on the younger generation, saying like you don't work hard enough, you're like so spoiled and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah,
and then our generation just went crazy on them by this like... This comment, which is like,
kind of,
okay, boomer, you know, like a sarcasm.
Yeah, kind of like rolling their eyes at them, like, sort of thing.
Exactly. And it's just funny because in this context, it's like this Desi uncle who's giving this advice, and then the guy is like, okay, boomer,
okay,
and then the
like,
Desi uncle just completely misinterprets that.
Yeah, I didn't actually get it, but I'm assuming boomer is like a chewing gum brand or something.
I don't even think it is. I just think the uncle interpreted it as like, oh,
yeah,
maybe this is just a chewing gum.
Yeah.
Maybe he needs like gum to study.
Oh my god.
But it's funny because it combines this unsolicited advice with this like, okay, boomer comment, and then goes across generations or like cultures.
Yeah.
Because then it shows like this uncle still trying to pretend like he knows what's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
And my favorite part is when he says, I do not have a chewing gum.
I know, I know.
Because that's such a brown uncle move where
yeah.
they just make an article into a place that is not necessary.
Yes, it
I
is.
I love them.
It is. It's really funny. And you're right. It's like this terrible like misinterpretation, but he's just like so confident about
yeah,
it,
yeah.
which is
gross
the
misinterpretation
part.
With utmost confidence. If
yes.
you were to summarize Daisy texting.
Daisy
in
dad.
One word.
So like, yeah.
It makes my day.
And it's the funniest thing.
Yeah.
It really is. Okay. Do we want to do any more memes? Should I do one last one and then
do you
we can
have
wrap
one
up?
More? Yeah.
Yeah. Let's
do
one last one.
Yeah.
So, the meme that... So, the last one that I picked is a funny scene from Haseena Manjaegi, which is this old Bollywood movie. I actually haven't seen it, but the image is... it's like a still shot from a song, and it's a photo of some college girls playing some sports. And the text... The text is...
I'm looking at this picture, which we are going to link in the show notes. You need to look at this picture.
Yeah, it's the funniest thing. So the text is, why doesn't Bollywood make films like Inception? And then describing the picture is, a still from Haseena Manjaegi, where the girls are playing basketball with a football on a golf course, dressed in tennis gear, except for the captain who's wearing yoga pants. This is the closest Bollywood has ever come to a concept like Inception.
This is actually a hilarious meme.
Yeah.
I haven't seen
Haseena
Manjaegi either, but this is hilarious.
Yeah, it's a really funny picture. I feel like we can't really do it justice by explaining it, but... This happens in so many films, just like random stuff like this. Like Gubby Gushy Gubby Gum has a scene like this similar, like with Pooh and then
Kareena Kapoor.
Yeah. Like I don't know if the directors just like don't do their research or what it is, but it's like you see the randomest stuff.
Yeah, and I think I know the scene you're talking about where Pooh is like overly dramatic about like, let me show you how cool I am.
Yeah, something like that. And this meme, this just made me think of all the stuff that we see in Bollywood that makes no sense. And I'm not even, like, complaining. I think it's so funny. But it just, it's so random. Like, even I saw another thing on the internet, which was about someone talking about Mohabbatein, like, the poster.
Mohabbatein is a movie, right?
Yeah, Mohabbatein is a movie.
The one with Amitabh Bachchan and, like, those three other guys.
Yeah. It has, like, Shah Rukh Khan and, like...
Yeah.
So someone, like, posted something about, like, I'm still trying to figure out what the climate was in the town where Mohabbatein was shot because on the poster, one guy's wearing a fleece, the other guy's wearing a muscle shirt, the girls are half naked, and, like, one girl's, like, randomly in a shalwar kurta. It's, like... It is so random. Like, you would never see that in Hollywood. Especially, like, on a movie poster. It's just, I don't know. I think it's hilarious. Bollywood is improving on it, though. I feel like now that more people are, like, exposed to media from all over the world, this sort of thing doesn't fly anymore.
Yeah. And I think part of it is not necessarily that it's bad. I think it's, like, when we watch a Bollywood movie, we implicitly sign up to, like, watch this stuff and agree, like, we're okay with it.
Yeah,
you know? Because
yeah.
I don't know if you watch Koi Mil Gaya, but
yeah.
we made a reference to it in another one of our episodes.
Yeah.
It's the Hrithik Roshan movie where, like, Jadu comes in and makes him, like, buff and really smart.
Yeah.
But, like, in that movie, there is a basketball scene that is just atrocious in terms of, like, realisticness, but also atrocious in terms of, like, that's not even close to how, like...
How basketball works.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it's just, like... It's like this implicit contract that anyone Bollywood watcher signs when they start watching a movie, which
is
like,
is so true.
I agree to give up the constraints of reality because that is what Bollywood is intended for.
That is so true.
And so, I think that's just kind of one of the things that happens. And I think when I see stuff like this now, it doesn't really even surprise me. It's just like, oh, that's Bollywood.
That's just Bollywood. Like, it doesn't need to make sense.
Exactly. But I think that's hilarious. Mohabbate, Koi Mil Gaya,
and all these movies.
I might watch this movie just to understand. If anyone knows the context behind this scene where people are playing basketball on a
golf field, all this random stuff.
Let us know, because neither of us understand.
It's probably from a song, honestly. It's like literally probably a still shot from a song and like has no context.
But if that's true,
I don't know.
I'd be impressed.
I don't know. We'll see. All right, so let's wrap it up because we've been recording for like 25 minutes, 30 minutes, so we're over time. But tune in with us next week. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you want us to keep doing this, please rate, review, subscribe, and also screenshot, share with friends, like share to Instagram story. We need you guys to help us with marketing. This is a new podcast. You guys know that. So thank you so much.
If you share on Instagram and tag us, we will reshare it.
Yes. Yes, we will. That is correct. Okay. See you guys next week. Bye.
Thanks for watching or listening.
Awkward. Oh my God. Bye.